Finding a sense of belonging can be a challenge for many immigrants. Adelaida Medlock was born in the United States but grew up in Ecuador. She did not return to the United States until she came to get her master's degree. Her identity has been influenced by both of these countries and cultures.
Part of my identity is tied to my cultural background. So I would say then that part of my identity is that I'm a person of Latin origin. And that opens a lot of other things in regards to traditions and cultures that I identify with and I feel they are important. I also think that part of my identity has to do with the fact that I live here. So I guess my identity has been shaped by all of those experiences.
Adelaida always felt that she belonged in Ecuador, except for in one incident.
In the last year of high school, there is it's sort of like an award, kind of what you would call a valedictorian in this country. So at the end of secondary school, in your last year, if you have really good grades, you are eligible for this award. So I was a good student and I had really good grades. So my friend, my best friend, and I were at the very top of the list. And so I was extremely happy. Of course, this is a huge honor. I was very excited, and you know, I was young, I was 17, and I just thought that it was a huge accomplishment. It was great, and I was very happy. But here is a little tiny wrinkle in the story, is that this is not like the valedictorian in the sense that it's not like they give you this and they say this is an honor, you got this GPA and your teacher's recommendations. The thing is that you get to carry the flag of the country. So there is a ceremony, the whole school attends, and parents, and there is a whole ceremony, and you get to carry the flag of the country for the first place. Second place carries the flag of the city, I believe. And then the third place carries the flag, the school had a flag, like, you know, coat of arms and all that. And then the other people that get selected get to stand next to the flags. And so it just happened that I didn't know this, but there was this rule that if you were not born in the country, you were not eligible for this because you can't carry the flag. That was tough because I was 17 and I had, in my mind, there was no difference. I had always lived my life there as far as I knew. I grew up there. All my friends were from there. I didn't see any difference at all. For me, in my heart, I felt like you know, there was, so that was, I would say that if anything ever happened that made me feel not unwelcome, but that because I was not born in that country, it made me feel sad. It was that. That was a very, very difficult moment for me. So the day of the ceremony I had to attend, that was hard because I didn't want to go. I was feeling really bad and I really didn't want to go. And after the ceremony, there is usually a reception, and the reception is usually given by the parents of the person that that gets the highest award, and the whole class is invited. And I assumed that my friend was going to have this at her house or somewhere, so I didn't know anything. And it turns out that my friends and my teachers had been planning this behind my back, and actually they had the reception in my house. All my friends were there. Everybody from my class was there. So they had the reception for me. They showed me this appreciation. They showed me that, you know, this is just an award and there is so much more, you know, there. So that was actually really, really nice.
This was the only time she felt as if she didn't belong in Ecuador. A few years after this incident, Adelaida went to Philadelphia for graduate school.
It's to come to get a graduate degree, also because my father had, you know, a graduate degree from here. I just thought it was the coolest thing since I was a little child. So I wanted to come here. I wanted to be here. It was exciting for once because, of course, for somebody that have read a lot of about other countries and other cultures, and I just wanted to see other places. It's always exciting to travel and to see a different place. I was a little afraid of my language skills not being, you know, good enough. So I live with a family, which I you know, I made that choice on purpose. I wanted to live with a family that did not speak Spanish, so I wouldn't be tempted to use Spanish all the time. That way I could learn faster and I could master my skills faster. And they were really, really nice people. They made me feel really welcome, and they were very nice. So that helped a lot. And then I lived with them 3 months, and then I lived with an older couple that had grown up children for 3 more months, and I learned a lot from them. It was really good for me. It was a great experience. They were very supportive. I'm still in touch with them. I sort of consider them my American parents, and they do consider me like a child, like their child. So they were really nice to me, and that helped a lot.
States she married and eventually decided to stay in Philadelphia. She began to feel disconnected from both countries.
So there was a part of my life where I felt, after living here for a while, that I didn't belong there or here, which was kind of confusing and a little bit difficult. When you move away and you spend a lot of time away, and you're not surrounded by a lot of people from that culture, which is my case. I guess everybody's different, has a different experience. I'm not surrounded by a lot of people from my country or with the same traditions. And because I'm not there and things change and society change and things evolve, and I feel disconnected from a lot of the things from there. But I didn't fully feel integrated to the things here, if that makes sense, culturally speaking. There are things that people talk about that I don't sometimes get immediately because I didn't grow up here. Cultural references, jokes, and other things like that. And so there was a time that I felt that I didn't belong. Not that I didn't belong, but I didn't fully feel that I was from there or from here. Kind of like displaced.
So how do people start to feel that they belong in a new country?
I think it comes with years. I think what helps is obviously time, but it's also very important when you are in a community where there is a lot of diversity. If there is diversity, there is more acceptance of somebody that comes from a different place or has different ideas or have an accent. I think there is so much diversity in this country that is kind of nice. You find your place. Somebody told me one time, when I was telling them about how things are a little different there in regards to people immigrating, that they just get in the mix. And, you know, it's like when you mix colors, then you don't have just red or blue or green here. It's just a mix of colors that make these new colors.